CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The city of Shanghai has won the bid to host the 46th World Skills Competition in 2021. Members of the World Skills International voted Friday in the United Arab Emirates, where this year's competition is set to open on Sunday. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a video message in support for China's bid. The first World Skills Competition was held in Madrid, Spain in 1950. The biannual event is designed to increase the awareness and prestige of vocational and blue-collar professions. China first participated in the event in 2011. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he decertified Iran's compliance with his nuclear deal reached 2 years ago. He contends Iran has been repeatedly violating the deal and failing to live up to its spirit. The decertification creates a 2-month window for the U.S. Congress to reimpose nuclear-related sanctions on Iran. Trump is also threatening that the U.S. may terminate the deal at any time if Congress fails to address the deal's many serious flaws. Iran is rejecting Trump's stance, saying only the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog has the authority to confirm the country's commitments to the deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency has certified repeatedly that Iran has been complying with the nuclear agreement. Saudi Arabia and Israel are welcoming Trump's move, while others, such as Russia, are opposed to the move. Former French Minister of Culture, André Azoulay, has been nominated as a candidate to take over as the head of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, better known as UNESCO, for next 4 years. The 45-year-old Azoulay is not expected to be challenged. If her candidacy is approved, she will become the second female director of UNESCO. UNESCO is currently headed by Arina Bakova. The French civil servant served as the communication and culture advisor to former President François Hollande between 2014 and 2016 before managing the Ministry of Culture until February of last year. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have endorsed a Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen their cooperation in air accident investigations. The two sides will share investigation facilities and equipment, as well as support for aircraft accident investigations. They will also offer investigation training slots to each other, share safety information, and allow observers from either side to take part during investigations. The document has been signed at the close of this year's ASEAN Transport Ministers meeting in Singapore. Hong Kong's High Court has found 20 participants of the Occupy Central movement in 2014 guilty of contempt of court. The 20 have been convicted of hindering law enforcement personnel who were trying to clear the streets in Mong Kok in Kowloon during the protest. In issuing their ruling, the court says the protesters' actions were serious interference with the administration of justice. 11 of the accused have already pleaded guilty. Their sentences will be announced at a later date. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer have advanced to the Shanghai Masters. Nadal is through after getting past Grigor Dimitrov. Federer has advanced after a 3-set victory over Frenchman Richard Gasquet. Federer will be taking on 16th-seeded Juan Martin Del Potro in his semi-final match. Nadal will be taking on Croatian Marin Cilic. South Korea's largest conglomerate, Samsung Electronics, has announced its CEO and vice chair had decided to step down from the top management team. Kwon Oh-hyun will serve out his term as the chairman of the board until March. Kwon was expected to take a bigger role following the arrest of Samsung's scion and heir apparent in February on bribery charges. Kwon has played a leading role in cementing Samsung's position in memory chips and expanding its chip manufacturing business. Mercedes-Benz is set to recall more than 350,000 vehicles in China due to defective airbags made by Japanese manufacturer Takata. The vehicles to be recalled were either built in China or imported between 2006 and 2012. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.